This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, I'm here live. Alex Jones, thank you for joining us. And Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m., I'm back live. The War Room, 3 p.m. every day, with Owen Schroyer, who's back live today, and David Knight, doing a spectacular job. If you're into the Cerebrum, from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., right before we go live every day. So courageous to see the American people take action. The UN has announced, this is a message to the last caller, that they are trying to implode national borders and teach people that anyone has a right to go anywhere they want. Well, once you come into a Western welfare state where everything's set up to be free for you, if you don't want to work, you have an immediate domestic group now that's a client of the socialist who will administer the socialism and make money off of it, all enslaving the society. And so you get all these cute little stories about Americans don't want to work and everybody, you know, just wants to be mean to the precious little immigrants. I hire people that are here on student visas and who do a good job, and I don't care what color you are. And so I literally don't look at what color people are. If they can do a decent job and are nice, they're hired. It has nothing to me to do with what color people are. It has to do with, I used to go to Mexico a couple times a year because it's quick, 2-hour flight from Austin. And, you know, it used to be cheap, and you could, and nice people, and go have a good time. And I'd drink tequila and listen to mariachi. It's not safe anywhere now. And that's coming here now. Latin America is collapsing. Industrial systems let populations grow fivefold what they were 100 years ago. And now society's broke down here. Our young people, I don't care what color they are on average, are on drugs and are getting lazy and are involved in weird-ass crap. There's a lot of that going on now in Latin America. And the worst now, who've been promised a free ticket from the socialists, are coming here. And that's a fact. And I'm tired of paying for everybody. And I know our sworn enemies, the globalists that have already exploited these third world countries and sucked their resources out and put in dictators to manipulate them and taught them socialism so they're idiots, are now going to use countries they've already captured in an exploitive phase, that's a communist term, to now take us down. And the Weathermen and the Antifa founders are all in there at these refugee centers and at these Democrat centers, brainwashing the living hell out of all these people. And now pointing them at America. And I've got stacks of articles every day that I don't even get into where every university says whites are inherently evil and white people stand up and say, I'm evil, I won't have kids, I'm sorry, I'm bad. And then the whites and the minorities go, yes, you're evil. Thank you for decrying that you're a bad person. When all this collapses, all these slugs, all these lazy virtue signalers aren't going to have any future. They're not going to have anything. You know, there's a video that I said to the crew, I said, I don't want to just air old stuff from 3 years ago of leftists freaking out or 2 years ago. I said, put up together all the new stuff. And they said, boss, it's going to be like a five-parter if it's only going to be a few minutes long because there's so many leftists physically attacking people and going crazy and going nuts and deciding everybody deserves everything free except if you're a citizen, you better pay more tax. So when we come back, your calls, Mike Adams and the video that's gone viral as we speak on InfoWars.com. that I hope Bradshaw's listening links to, is powerful. When Leftist Attack, Ultimate Compilation 2019. Stay with us. Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout-out for the Bone Broth.
The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth.
Tastes like great milkshake, you know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Super Male Vitality, a host of other products, so thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products and keeping us on air. I'm thanking you, but yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good, so thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
I don't want to live in a communist country.
I want to be a rock star.
We now take you live to the front lines of the fight for what's left of the West. It's Friday, my friends, and we still are broadcasting in defiance of tyranny, and in some ways, bigger than ever, thanks to you.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're living in an incredible time. The UN admits their world government plan is to flood Europe, Australia, New Zealand, the U.S., Canada, with brainwashed illegal aliens at refugee centers who are in six-month courses taught to hate the West, that you're coming to conquer it, and that white people are bad and everything's free once you get there. This is the globalist plan, turning against the egalitarianism of the West, the Christianity of the West that gave us things like Martin Luther King Jr. A total betrayal. And now Trump is set to declare a national emergency. U.S. Code Title 10, Chapter 252, Use of Militia, Armed Forces to Enforce Federal Authority. This is the real emergency we've been talking about. Mike Adams has written a powerful article for naturalnews.com. It's posted to newswars.com. Please share it with everyone from newswars.com. Breaking, the fight for America begins. Trump to invoke insurrectional act that authorizes National Guard military action inside the U.S. because regular law has broken down. But first, this video is on newswars.com. This video is on infowars.com. It'll only get around the censors if you go get it and email it and text message it. This is a compilation, and we're going to have part two next week because there's so many of when Leftist Attack 2019, their hate, their viciousness. This is par for the course. So the enemy within and the brainwashed horde without. Here's this clip, and then we'll talk to Mike Adams about the historic developments.
I'm going to grow a magnificent pair of breasts. I'm going to transition into a woman. It'll be great.
You should crawl back into your mother's rancid womb, gestate for a few more hours, climb back out, and then learn something about not being entitled white piece of shit.
This is Trump, people. When the rough meets raw,
yeah, you're a fucking idiot.
Fuck you, capitalism. Fuck you, fucking president. He's a racist, stupid piece of shit.
If you guys are working for Alex Jones, you're working for a murderer.
Alex Jones is an asshole. InfoWars is fake news.
I got a chair going.
If you had to choose one prominent person to be banned next, who would you choose? You.
You didn't want to money back.
Excuse me, sir. That's a young man.
Excuse me, it's ma'am.
This is what's happening to the men in our country. Where are the men? Stop touching my stuff.
Sorry.
I'm backing away. Stop.
Hey, don't be doing that.
Why are you doing that?
What are you?
Get the
f***ing
stop it and don't film me. You're not allowed.
You can't use it.
Heil Trump, Dr. Ira.
Please do not touch me.
What the game is, man?
I just said all of you
you guys.
Right beforehand, you fucking said, sir.
Yes, I have boobs drawn on my shirt because I'm a liberated woman. I am. Trump supporters are pussy. Motherfucking pussy.
Motherfucker, take it outside. You're a homie, sir. I will show you a fucking sir.
Yeah, I'm filming it.
What's this?
You farted at me? Get the hell out of here! Get these people the hell out of here right now!
Oh, I don't give a get out!
Oh, shit.
Now, this is programming by the media of the universities to turn Americans against their nation and to believe that no borders, no wall, no USA at all, that America inherently sucks, but everybody wants to get into it. Now, I'm not tooting our horn here. I want you to know the power of the people. Trump came out 2 days ago, created a new office in the White House for you to send reports, screenshots on how you've been censored by big tech. The president asked for information, and I remember talking to Mike Adams last year, a few months before the election, and I said, Mike, you're a smart guy. Write some reports about tech censorship and what you think the president should do. And Mike did write those reports, and we did get him to the White House. And you see examples of this, because the president's smart. He's a real estate mogul, all that. He doesn't know about invoking the Insurrection Act. He doesn't know about things like that. And so first he didn't declare the full emergency. Now he's set to do it. And Mike goes through a laundry list, a wish list, in this new article on Infowars.com and NationalNews.com that needs to go viral about really the treason we're really facing. So we got him on short notice. He'll only be here for this segment, part of the next. We'll go right to your calls, I promise. The fight for America begins. Trump to invoke Insurrection Act that authorizes National Guard military action inside U.S. borders. They're going to spin this as dictatorship. No, we have a lawless border. We have things overwhelmed. The courts are overwhelmed. They've overwhelmed our system. The UN has. Trump's starting to cut off the funding to Central America. He needs to cut off UN funding. He needs to go after Soros. You lay all this out, really, and just to cut and dry how far gone we are, Mike Adams. So lay it out, and thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you, Alex. I want to be clear. I don't have any contact with the Trump administration. This is my own analysis. Trump may or may not go.
No, I know, but you remember us having the conversations, and I said we were getting it to the president.
Absolutely. But people who are worried about Trump becoming an authoritarian need to have a reality check. It's the authoritarianism of the left that is crushing the First Amendment, crushing our fair and free elections, and overrunning our country. And Trump is finally standing up and saying, you know what, I'm going to fight for America, and we the people need to support him. And if Trump needs to invoke the Insurrection Act, and invoke the executive orders that Obama left behind, you know, Trump needs to use the powers that we the people granted him because we elected Trump to defend America. Remember, Alex, Trump ran on build the wall, drain the swamp, lock her up. Trump ran on the platform of indicting the treasonous criminals inside America. So Trump is simply fulfilling his promises to the voters, and the voters knew that Trump was going to do this when we elected him, and we want him to do it, and we support him doing it. So that's where we are today. It's time to defend America. We have the right to self-defense. If the Democrats ever seize power again, they will gut this country. They will destroy the Second Amendment. They've already crushed the First Amendment. They will go door to door with gun confiscations, and I think the radicalism of the left would actually lead this country to a point where leftists are executing Christians door to door, criminalizing scripture, criminalizing the Bible, and literally hunting down and killing people.
Oh, I have stacks of news where they're openly saying it in mainline sites, kill all Christians now. This is their modus operandi. We're not the radicals. They've gotten to this point.
It's time for America to fight for its survival, and it's become clear that the radical left, which is lawless, cannot coexist in a fair and free society. They do not honor elections unless they cheat and win them through ballot harvesting, for example. They do not honor the presidency that Trump has. They've tried to overthrow it. They've engaged in treason. We are in a state of war that Trump is now fully recognizing. And we, the people, need to support Trump. I have to emphasize this. We do not encourage anybody to initiate any kind of a vigilante action or anything of that kind. We want we, the people, to support Trump's proper authority to go after the enemies of America who are operating within America. And in fact, I hope, I don't know if Trump is even thinking about this, but I hope that Trump would use the Insurrection Act to arrest the governor of California for aiding and abetting illegal aliens. And I hope, by the way, you might want to talk to Stuart Rhodes about this, because he
is a constitutional lawyer, and also arrest the mayor of Oakland.
Exactly.
It's all going to happen, or we're going to be destroyed. Because they're the radicals. They're making the move. This all sounds radical. No, this is the response to their treason. So let's briefly talk about your article, what you lay out at naturalnews.com, the articles on newswars.com, infowars.com. Share the article now. It is so critical that we really put on the table how serious the situation is with the UN and its collaborators trying to break our government right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jones here. Mike's leaving us in a few minutes. We're going to go right back to your calls, Debbie and others. But the president has signaled, and the articles are up on Infowars.com, Daily Caller, you name it. U.S. Code Title 10, Chapter 252, use of militia armed forces to enforce federal authority. Whenever the president considers that an unlawful obstructions, combinations, or assemblages or rebellion against the authority of the United States makes it impracticable to enforce the laws of the United States in any state for the ordinary course of judicial proceedings, he may call into federal service such as the militia or any state and use such the armed forces as he considers necessary to enforce those laws or to suppress the rebellion. You have all these Republicans that go along with it. You have all these Democrats saying overthrow the government. You have the governor of California saying we're totally open. Come here. Everything's free. Illegal aliens deserve everything free. You have AOC saying that. You have all these mayors saying we're not going to let you even arrest convicted child molesters to deport them. We're going to warn MS-13. That is open insurrection and rebellion. And, you know, you see some old farmer won't give their land up to the bank. You know, they send the feds in to kill them or whatever. But this is actual out of control multinationals funding UN invasions and working with Democrat governors and others. And as I've said, the real action is to arrest their ass. Anybody else did that, you'd get arrested. It's a federal crime. But we have armed invasions happening. We're supposed to put up with it. This is Democrat run, all God's children, MS-13. So you call for a lot of things under the power of this civil emergency. Get into some of those, Mike.
Well, for one thing, the courts are now conspiring against the United States of America. The courts, the liberal courts, have become lawless. And in fact, the Insurrection Act is the number one method for the executive commander-in-chief to bypass corrupt courts and even potentially seek the arrest.
Well, let's just say it. Abraham Lincoln arrested federal judges and newspaper editors under this.
Exactly, exactly. And remember that Congress has granted this power to the office of the presidency. Congress did so in 1807. So this isn't anything new. In fact, this act has been used before, for example, during the L.A. riots. And, you know, it will be used again. Now, to anybody saying that, well, Trump shouldn't use the power that the voters gave him to defend America, I say nonsense. Think about if you conceal carry a handgun in order to defend yourself against a violent attacker, are you going to be attacked one day by someone who's trying to bash your skull in with a spiked baseball
bat? Yeah, when they engage in anarchy, when they engage in anarchy, you engage in martial law, meaning outside the court, to defend yourself. The system's breaking down. It's falling apart. What else are we going to do? Imagine, though, if we let this keep going, how insane it's going to be with the tens of millions pouring in a year.
And here's why I think California may be the front lines of what's happening here. I think Governor Newsom may order the California National Guard to disobey Trump's orders, and then Trump may assert federal authority over those troops, and we may have a conflict there. Trump could order other National Guard divisions to arrest the treasonous leaders of the California National Guard organizations if they don't follow federal law and follow the orders of the president. So I can see a state versus federal conflict there. Which
no, you're right. And Kamala Harris has come out and said that she will use a national emergency of president to confiscate the guns. So that's the road we're going down here.
Yes, and recognize, if a Democrat ever gets into power again in the White House, it's over for America, because they will seize all guns at gunpoint all across America.
They say they want a one-party state. They want a civil war. Only an insane person would let... I agree. The Democratic Party has to be basically disbanded.
Well, they are on their own suicide mission. They've practically sacrificed everything to try to take out Trump with this Russia collusion hoax. Their deep state operatives are about to be indicted through the Department of Justice. Trump must simply be very careful here, right? The left is going to declare him to be acting like a dictator. They've already done that, even no matter what he does. But Trump must use the powers that have been granted to him and the support of the American people to defend this nation against enemies, foreign and domestic.
And by the way, Mike, I 1,000,000,000% agree with you, and I want to explain to everybody something. I've never had it on my heart, this sick feeling of how sad this is, but we're in a defensive mode here. And the president, by the way, I think has waited too long already. This is a classical authoritarian takeover by multinational forces. As you point out, California is run by China. You're married to a lady from Taiwan. You have businesses in China. You speak Chinese. This is a fact. China says on air, they're at war with us. They brag they own our media. They say we're weak. This is a big joke in China.
You know, actually, my wife's family escaped the communist Chinese. They escaped to Taiwan from the Cultural Revolution of China. So I know all about what communism does to people and the hardship that people go through to escape that. Again, I speak Chinese. I lived in Taiwan for 2 years. I've toured throughout China. I know exactly what's going on and how this plays out. And I know that the left in America is planning an armed cultural revolution where they will go door to door and execute Trump supporters and Christians.
They admit this. This is mainline taught everywhere. That's why the operating system of Antifa is Maoist.
Well, and as Stuart Rhodes has said, the terror cells have already been brought into the United States. They're planning to be activated to carry out a Tet offensive type of attack against America, against Trump. They will try to assassinate him. They will try to take down all patriots. This is why the people of California purchased over 1,000,000 standard capacity gun magazines during that 1 week when it was legal to do so. They bought those magazines and they have buried them. They've hidden them and they are ready to defend this nation, not to initiate violence, but to defend our nation
and
against those who seek to destroy it.
People wonder why the Soviet Union invaded places. They wonder why Hitler did what he did. They get on megalomaniacal power trips. They're all, as you said, the Democrats, the globalists, their operatives, they're saying they're going to have a race war. It's not the minorities doing it, it's the controllers. They're saying they're going to take the guns. They're saying they're going to have a civil war. They're saying they're going to kill everybody. And so,
yes.
I mean, I'm sorry, we have to act against them, and there's no other way to do it. I'm talking about the government, Trump, the patriots we have in intelligence agencies, but all of us eyes and ears on the ground have to give maximum support to really cutting this cancer out. It's got to be done now.
I know you need to go to callers, so I'll go here, but understand that the journo terrorism organizations, the fake news media, are intentionally trying to whip up mass hysteria, mass mental illness among the left so that those people don't have any rationality. They don't recognize anything resembling the rule of law, and they are unable to coexist in a civil society. And that's where we are today. The media has created this on purpose. They want mass chaos. They want America overrun. They want America defeated. We, the people, have had enough with our commander-in-chief, who we support. We're going to defend this nation, Alex.
And again, it's all admitted, the plan, the UN, the invasion. Yes, it's happening, folks. This is not a joke. It's here. Thank God other nationals are getting elected. It's an incredible time. Read the article at Infowars.com, Newswars.com, and NaturalNews.com. Get it out to everybody. This is an incredible time. Thank you, Mike Adams, for joining us.
Thank you, Alex.
When we come back, we're going right to your phone calls. Here's Antifa. No borders, no walls, no USA at all. This is the mainline
Democrats. No walls, no USA at all. No walls.
To make their move. What are we going to do? What are you going to do? They're coming for you.
They've not shut down our speech. We're at Infowars.com and Newswars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the streets by fans that almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at InfoWars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. Paul Watson's launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news, today.
InfoWars.com, man! Woo! InfoWars.com, because that's what people out here
know
about InfoWars.com.
I'm at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want. People go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. Please go there.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you.
I'm going to take your calls these next two segments, and then I'm going to just take two segments of Baggage, who's coming up the fourth hour as a guest host. Does a great job. Because I want listeners to know what we're up to and what we're doing. And I want you to know where your money's going when you support the First Amendment, support us. I told folks, with all those Hillary Clinton, Wilmer Hale finance lawsuits, that's her law firm, that I'm not settling any of these cases. I told them that. Word is they've spent over $1.5 million suing me over Pepe the Frog. We spent about $100,000. And we just won huge court victories yesterday. Now, the media tries to spin these and just say it's going to a jury trial. They already tried to settle for nothing, but have me say I'm guilty of something I didn't do. So we're going to trial, and I'm getting up there in front of that jury because we've got the man that supposedly made the frog telling everybody to use it. It's free to air. There's no copyright. And then we sold somebody else's poster that had a little bitty image of a red frog on it with a bunch of other symbols. That's fair use. Hell, that's not even fair use. That's just art. Judge ruled yesterday the maximum they can get is $13,000. That's the order to the jury. So Hillary Clinton and Wilmer Hale have spent over $1 million trying to annihilate the First Amendment. And when they get us to the jury trial, even if we lose, $13,000. That's called a Pyrrhic victory. You win the war, but you lose it. So as John Paul Jones once said, the British ship, three times the size of his, said, would you like to surrender? He had a fire on his deck when he was attacking them. And he said, I've only begun to fight. We've gotten 18 of 23 lawsuits thrown out in the last 2 years, and you never see it in the news. When they win some little procedural thing, which is normal and stuff, they'll call it a big victory, and then they'll move on from that. And it's been one hell of a fight, and it's cost millions of dollars. But the good news is about the left is they're such inherent liars. They just, when they put these filings in, they're just so full of crap that when it gets down to brass tacks, that's the end of them. Now, I don't have the money, but we've got some sure cases against some people I'd like to sue to teach them a lesson. If some rich endowment comes along would like to support the First Amendment and fund us, we're going to sue the Southern Poverty Law Center, Facebook, Media Matters, and fake whistleblowers that lie about things I never did. In fact, I'm going to sue some of them regardless. Just because at a certain point, I got to fight back. Man. People tell these whole cloth lies for money about me, and they'll do it to you too. But I'm just telling you this. I'm committed to fighting, and I said I'd get to the whole Pepe thing, and I'm already doing it right now, but it's getting crazy, man. You turn the news on, Alex Jones taking off YouTube for beating up a 10-year-old boy. And the phone's ringing, and I got like a cousin calling at 6 a.m., and I go look, and it's like, that's not me. I've never been arrested. I never beat up any kid. It's some ABC video out of Missouri of a guy that barely even looks like me. And they said I beat a kid up. I mean, I got to sue somebody. It's out of control. It's totally out of control. I had family calling up. They said, you're off YouTube for beating a child up? And I'm like, excuse me? What? Let me go to a computer. And I'm sitting there looking at the computer. And I'm like, what the hell is this? I said I'd go to your calls, and I apologize. I'm going to go to Debbie right now. It's just for some reason, this morning I was on the computer and I was on YouTube watching a Paul Watson video and I saw a John Ronson video. And so I hit play. It had my name in it. And man, he was telling lies. Just, it was all lies. And I remember when I agreed to do an interview with the guy. He said, oh, it was about your cool childhood in Wild Wild West. And I agreed to do the interview. And when I was doing the interview, he said, yeah, you got tied up by a bunch of kids you bullied and they knocked all your teeth out. I was like, that never happened. He goes, I'm sorry, Alex, they knocked all your front teeth out. And I said, you're joking, right? I said, I'll go to a dentist. They can do a scan. A dentist can tell you I've never had any teeth knocked out. He goes, oh, we want that. Then, of course, they backed out of it because the guy is a fiction writer. And, of course, almost all the YouTube comments are like, look at this slimy psychopath. Because he talks about his morals and he talks in the video all about his ethics with him and some other loser that no one would watch unless they were talking about us, about how I'm this bad guy and they're these good guys. No, no, John, you're a fraud. And I don't know why I would carry a scorpion on my back like the frog does, because I already knew you were a liar. And he even talks about how they trick people to do interviews with him in the deal. And it's just like, why are we plagued by these fake nightmare-like sociopaths and psychopaths that sit there and pose like there's these good people, because they know what they're tasked with. Their task is to create fake legends about Americana, about men, about families, about anything good. That's their job. That's their job. Is, and it doesn't even hurt me that they tell these lies, but my wife saw me watching it. She started laughing. She goes, God, that's the ultimate nerd dream, that a bunch of nerds tie up the bully and beat him almost to death, is the quote. And so then they publish it everywhere that Jones was a bully that beat up all these little kids, and then they tied him up like Lilliputians and knocked his teeth out. And it's just, I mean, he's a fantasy writer. And that's what they did to Kavanaugh. People say, why was Kavanaugh pissed, man? Because it was totally made up. And you see some crazy bug-eyed lunatic CIA lady, she was admittedly with the CIA, just up there lying to everybody. But here's the good news. Balazi Ford's a liar. John Ronson's a liar. And no one listens or believes them. Almost every YouTube comment was, you are the slimiest looking scumbag I've ever seen. You are a liar. You are a fraud. And it's just, we're not in a coma anymore. You don't just do this to us anymore. So how do you take a red-blooded Texan that loves America and stands up to globalist bullies and who gets banned and attacked everywhere? What does the left always say? What does Congress say about me? Jones is a bully. And so they have this script, and then they put it out there like they're wizards, and you're supposed to just accept it. No, we don't accept it. And John Ronson knows he's a liar. Beware John Ronson. Your calls, I promise, right when we come back, newswars.com. Stay with us.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Ridiculous. Where are you pulling the stuff up, you maniacs? You know, I never even got to Beto and his stupid haircut. Or half the news that comes out, I don't even cover it anymore because we're just busy talking about crazy things are. Debbie, thanks for holding. You're a trooper in New Jersey. You're a retired police officer. Views on the border, Trump, the Islamic training camps. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. I just want to tell you that we tried the krill oil, and it is a definite tool for metaphysical interdimensional travel. No doubt.
Well, I mean, fish oil in the brain, period, is amazing for dreams, but krill oil is really powerful.
Yeah, it's amazing. So I just wanted to give a shout-out to anybody looking for it. When you get it back in, because we're looking for it again, we wanted to let Mr. Trump know that with this insurrection order, we want to make sure that he SWAT teams these Islamic training camps in New York And then on the other end of your list of four things that he needs to do, he needs to stop these chemtrails. Get the Air Force, shoot those sons of bitches out of the sky. I'm sick of it. Everybody's sick. This is why people are delusional.
Well, it's true. It's true that there is globalist programs where they add barium salts, aluminum dioxide to the jet fuel, and the companies don't even know. There was a Nobel Prize given for the idea in 1992. But, I mean, the border is open. The country is collapsing. This is a plan, and the president has to take action against these people. Debbie, thank you so much for the call. Okay, he's been holding the longest now. Mike in Arizona, then Andrew. Mike in Arizona, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, good morning. You asked the question, what should President Trump do about the border? Number one, he needs to identify these cartels as insurgent groups, the big cartels, Sinaloa cartel, Los Zetas, Gulf cartel, CJNG. When we sit here and call them drug trafficking organizations or multinational criminal organizations, it conjures up the thought that they need to be gone after by the police. The police cannot, you know, wage war against insurgent groups. The U.S. military has to be used. A second issue in El Salvador back in the 1980s with their civil war had an umbrella group of communist insurgents. They all fell under the umbrella group of the FMLN. The one president, Salvador Seren, he was a member of that group, and he just left office after 6 years, and they've just elected another member of the FMLN in El Salvador. Back in 1999, there was a CHICOMs, a couple of colonels in the Air Force, wrote a book called Unlimited Warfare, and it's very insightful into what is being waged. It's the wage how smaller countries can go after bigger countries through social, political, economic, internet, and that's exactly what we're seeing. The next issue, the War of the Flea, written in 1965 by Robert Tabor over 50 years ago. He points out about all these revolutionary groups, all whether it was from Mao, Cuba, Vietnam, and down in Central and South America, and he said that either we can deal with it down there or we can deal with it up here. His words were ignored, and now we didn't deal with it down there.
Oh, absolutely. And the Weatherman by the 70s is an official plan to open the borders, flood the country, radicalize them, cause mass riots.
Yes, absolutely. Recently, the presidential candidate in Guatemala, he was arrested in Miami within the last 2 weeks. He had asked the Sinaloa cartel to supply him with $10 million for his presidential campaign and to kill his rivals. And he's been indicted, arrested here in the United States on drug and gun charges. Another deal is when we're, this ties into identifying these cartels as insurgent groups. There's a concept that's called using an irregular security force in a counterinsurgency operation. And what it basically is that the police and the civilians can't handle it. So you send the military in to clear out an area, and then you bring in your trained irregular security force, the militia and the police, because they have a vested interest in the security of their neighborhoods. They know who belongs there. They recognize the vehicles that come in and out of there, and they can usually respond much quicker than the...
Sure, and then the left calls that death squads. The left always does this. They're trying to let this take over here, and America thinks we're immune to this. We're not. The easiest thing to do is you have all these insurgents like Kamala Harris and others saying overthrow the government, take the guns, open the borders up. These aren't Americans. These are foreign terrorists working with the CHICOMs to overthrow the country. So I don't know why we just sit here and let the command and control continue to do this, unless certain people in our government think it's a good idea. And we know the government's overthrown, been overthrown by leftists a long time ago. Trump is just simply a beachhead trying to stop that. But all these mutinous stay-behind networks are there with the goal to bankrupt the country, to destroy capitalism. Great points, Mike. Thank you so much for the call. Retired Army, obviously seen a lot of stuff. That guy knew what he was talking about. Call back in. I appreciate you holding, sir. Really great points. Andrew in New York, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How are you today?
Just crazy times, my friend. I just can't believe it's gotten this nuts.
Oh, I know. It never ends, does it? The liberals and Democrats are on a never-ending satanic spree of killing little babies and coming after us good-hearted Americans. They want to destroy us at every second they get.
Oh, they're that bad. I mean, they're that bad. I have videos of leftists attacking women all over the country and death-threatening pro-lifers and saying kill babies after they're born. I mean, they're just bad people.
Well, they'll kill babies after they're born. The American ones, they want to kill all the American babies, but then everybody that's outside of the country, they want to usher them right in to take this country over. Because when Americans are here, we're going to stand up for our country, and we're going to make sure that the American value system stays in place. All these people from outside the country, they're so desperate. My wife came here illegally from Nicaragua at 12 years old. All these stories you hear from the left that they want to say that nothing happens to these people crossing the border, and these people are good people. My wife came here to escape all the misery and chaos and socialist dictatorship of Ortega down there in Nicaragua to get her to a better life. She's now a naturalized U.S. citizen. She holds American values. She loves Donald Trump. She respects him for what he wants to do for our country. Her mother, unfortunately, on the way here, people say these coyotes are just helping people over here. Her mother was raped multiple times by them on her way over here. So for people to just sit here and constantly badger us over the head that the right is wrong, us conservative Americans, we don't know what we're talking about, we're just racist bigots. No.
Well, I mean, that's because Robert Rodriguez makes movies where Don Johnson and Machete is shooting pregnant Mexicans. There's nobody shooting pregnant Mexicans on this side. That's what Mexico's doing to their own people. It's incredible. God bless you, Andrew. I appreciate your call. And the proof's in the pudding. Why does everybody want to come here if we're so bad? But it won't be like that soon, folks. This is a planned takedown of the country. And these third world populations are being used. I'm very, very sad for them, but this is serious. Just briefly, because listeners mentioned it, we're about to end the special on a free bottle of X3 with a bottle of X2, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. We have the new product that's twice as strong as Secret 12, the very same methacobalamin, highest quality Ultra 12. It's 50% off as well. That's how we fund our operation. So thank you very much for your support. We couldn't do it without you. Shelly in Arizona, last caller of this hour. Shelly, go ahead.
Hello, sir. Yes.
Hi.
Forgot what I was going to say. People keep calling me. I just want to plug your products real quick. The other day, I bought 6 T-shirts. My son is currently wearing the 50 caliber 1776 Come and Take It shirt to school today.
That's awesome.
And I'm fixing to get me some of that B12 stuff and honor roll for my son, so I can't wait.
Thank you for the support. Without you, we couldn't do it. Shelly, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir. I'm calling from down south in Arizona, and we do have a problem down here with the illegals. It's not quite as bad as in the other areas, but I do believe that it's going to get here sooner or later, and that is my fear. I've been having this reoccurring dream for years that a horde of illegals comes up out of the wash down by my mother and father's ranch and take over the house. I mean, they've been robbed before, and these people don't take food. They've stole cash and guns. So, I mean, what is their agenda other than to come and take us over? And I believe this whole invasion is a well-planned, well-funded strategic attack, and the trigger was pulled once Trump won the election, and I support him, and I believe this needs to be stopped, and it needs to be stopped now. I think it's too late. I mean, I agree with you on that point, but he needs to do something now.
Absolutely. I mean, they were already beta testing under Obama, but as soon as Trump got in, it's just boom. Break the border, UN attack, then blame Trump. It's incredible. It's so dangerous. Hour number 4, more calls, and Dr. Nick Baggett, stay with us.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.